It went very well, Catherine. We had a very full-on week, is the best description for it. We started off in New York, where we met out with tour operators, and we met about 50 tour operators in New York for an evening event there, and we got a very positive reaction from them. We gave a presentation and showed videos of what Donegal had to offer, and got a great reaction from them. Very warm towards what Donegal has to offer and the experiences, and very warm to what the northern part of the island of Ireland has to offer. So we're hoping that we will see business being generated from that. And from there, that was hosted by Joe Donoher from Donegal in the Rathlin Hum. And from there, we moved on then to Chicago, to the Gage Restaurant in Chicago, where Senator Biddy Lawless, the diaspora senator there, he hosted us in their premises. And we again had a similar night in Chicago with Trade and some members of the diaspora there. And again, very warmly received. And again, a similar presentation, along with showing videos of what Donegal has to offer. And again, very, very well received.
One of the main focal points from your own point of view going over there was, of course, to establish trade links with here and there. Did that happen?
It did, yes. We have actually, one of the things we were talking to was in Chicago was CIE Tours International, their staff that work in the Midwest region, and they were delighted that we got that one-to-one link with them, and they're also delighted to receive the market material we brought over. They're also delighted to receive the videos that we have produced in Donegal, because they feel that's going to be a great marketing tool for them to use directly with their customers and clients. The same for the tour operators that we met with, that they can now use that material to sell Donegal specifically to their clients. So that's where you would expect to see business being generated for the Northwest in future years. After we left Chicago, we went up to Milwaukee to the Irish Fest, which is one of the largest Irish festivals on the globe, I think. Yeah, over the 3 days, from August the 17th to the 20th, there's approximately 130,000 people visit the site. It's a 75-acre site with 9 stages, and we had a stand on that in the Irish Destinations area, which is sponsored by Tourism Ireland. And we again received a very warm reaction from the clientele that was coming up to us. And again, we were able to promote and offer highlights to what Donegal has to offer to potential visitors that are looking at coming to the island of Ireland on their holidays over not just this year, but over the next 2 years.
Now, before you went over at all, you had quite a substantial interest from businesses here looking to go over, expecting perhaps maybe an increase in those numbers for next year.
I think they will see it, because from talking to the individuals and also to the trade, there is a big interest in Ireland. There's the currency is quite good for them. They're looking at that. They're also, what was astonishing us was the warm reaction we were getting, and also that a lot of people that have been to Ireland in the past have done the southern route of Ireland from Galway to Dublin, or Dublin to Galway, and done around Kerry and Cork. They are now looking at doing the northern route. So what we took that opportunity then to sell the benefits that Donegal has to offer as part of that northern route. And so that's where we think we will see the further benefits come to Donegal out of that.